Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you from the Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics in Hollywood, California, on Saturday, November 14th, 2015. Let me see your name tags, Los Angeles. Lots of people brought them. Most of those people got here early and sat up front. Oh, wow, you lifted up that little lion, and it made me go, I don't know the words to the Lion King, but what's your name tag? What's your name? Your name is Kimba in real life? Kim, okay. I was going to say, oh, a horrible name, Kimba. But good for you. There's a guy with a thing on his phone. It's a picture of me and you, and what's it, a movie? What's the movie?
Bow and Arrow.
Bow and Arrow instead of Broken Arrow? And what's your name?
Bowen.
Your name is Bowen? Your last name?
No, that's my first name.
Your first name is Bowen?
Yeah.
I wish your last name was Arrow. What's your last name?
Sanders.
Sanders. Bowen Sanders.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool name. Wait, are your parents in show business or something, or hippies?
No.
No? Just normal people gave you that name? Hard to believe. Multiplicity, I like that. Any reference to Multiplicity, that's a movie that people don't remember as fondly as... Probably it's remembered exactly as fondly as it should be. Jonte's Peak. Instead of Dante's Peak. All right. What's this? Chelsea's Manchester? What does that mean?
Chelsea's the man?
Chelsea's the man instead of she's the man. But your last name is Manchester? So you went Chelsea Manchester. And, okay, and covered up that crazy girl's face. Doesn't star that crazy girl? Amanda Bynes? Yeah, that's an appropriate title for her, right? Crazy girl? Oh, Topher, where art thou? Because your name is Christopher.
It is.
And Topher, as we all know, is short for Christopher. And Kel's E instead of Wall-E. Lots of good ones tonight, you guys, today, this afternoon. Sam M. Sam, really? I love it. Yeah, you did? Because your name's Sam?
Yeah.
So Sam M. Sam. That sounds like something that Sean Penn would say in that movie. Because he goes, as Robert Downey Jr. says in Tropic Thunder, he goes, full-blown R-word. I'm not using the R-word anymore. I've decided it's insensitive. Somebody said boo, really? Boo! Gotta take down them retards. Take them down a peg. Plugs. I'll be on Movie Fights tomorrow at 10 a.m. on YouTube. Talking Dead tomorrow night on AMC. At midnight on Comedy Central Monday night. And next weekend I'll be appearing at the Whatever Fest in Houston, Texas. Next Douglas Movies taping right here at in the Meltdown Hotbox is Tuesday, November 24th. And I've already booked the star of one of my favorite movies of this year, and I anticipate a cancellation. And I just booked somebody else today that's also in a movie that I just saw and enjoyed a great deal. DougLovesMovies.com for all things Doug. That's DougLovesMovies.com. From the corrections department, the baby in Adam's Family Values is named Pubert, not Pugsley, and that's the whole reason I brought it up, was to just say the name Pubert, because I think a baby with a mustache named Pubert is hilarious, and that's my favorite part of any Adam's Family movie, and I said Pugsley for some reason instead of Pubert, and Hugh Grant was in Remains of the Day. I'm glad that's been resolved. Got a huge prize box, you guys. It's so chock full of stuff. I taped up the bottom so it wouldn't fall apart when you leave with it tonight, but I wouldn't trust it if I were you. There's just so much stuff in here. So let me break it down for you as quickly as I can. This is a promotional item. There's nothing inside it, but it's still a cool coffin made out of cardboard or whatever, and then the front of the coffin says, for each generation, there is only one Slayer. So I don't remember exactly what the context was, but this has something to do with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I have it and am giving it, paying it forward. I worked on the TV show, remember that show Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd? This is an official Moonlighting hoodie. It's a red hoodie, so it's particularly great for crossing the street. I had a couple lines in an episode of Friends called The One Where Ross Moves In. This is the original final draft script of... I know, I can't believe I'm giving that away. It's because I have two copies. Also, I'm getting rid of all my doubles. I don't have two of this, and I don't think anybody should have one of this. It's Planet Hollywood, the game. Yeah. And of course, I have to up that with a schmovie. Last schmovie I'm ever going to give away, by the way. Don't gasp. It's a hassle for me to carry around so many schmovies. This is one of the heaviest things in the box. It's 50 DVR plus R discs, video photos data discs. I don't know why anyone would need all this. I certainly don't, so somebody's going to get it today. I'm going to fall over from the weight of all the stuff I'm just holding, and there's still a shit ton more stuff in the box. This is ridiculous, you guys. We've got a mug from my friends at Star Wars Minute. They brought by a mug and some stickers. I got some original art drawn. There's one that's a Beetlejuice thing, I think. Drawn by a young lady who gave these to me. I wish I could even remember what city she gave them to me in. Oh, here we go. Her name is Kelly McKernan, and I got these. Oh, it still doesn't say where, but KellyMcKernan.com. Yeah, it's where you can find more art by her. I can't even barely move right now. I've got... there's so much more in this box. I'm gonna start throwing things on the floor because I can't hold it all anymore. Not this mug. Let's not get crazy. But a schmoovie can handle it. No, I'm not gonna drop that either. Planet Hollywood can handle it. the Friends script can handle it, so can the Buffy coffin. And someone in the back is laughing way too hard at this. All right. What else is in here? I already showed you that. Oh, this is an awesome, heavy book called 25 Years of Warner Brothers, Entertaining the World. Oh, well, aren't you bragging? Might be some parts of the world. And now I'm getting a runny nose. This is going terribly. This is a bad one. Okay, so then I have a bunch of VHS copies of movies, which... If you don't have if you win today and you don't have a VHS player, then I apologize. Maybe you could just, you know, give them to everybody else that's here. A couple more little items. My last Taylor Swift item, a wristband from a Taylor Swift show. A nice little button from the, I think this is from the Broadway version of Aladdin. A nice little beaded wrist thing that somebody made and gave to me, that's probably crying somewhere right now that I turned around and gave it away. This is on VHS, the original pilot for Arrested Development. I've got a book called Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, and it's all about a zero tolerance approach to punctuation. Because eats, shoots, and leaves, depending on the punctuation, could mean that somebody has something to eat and throws a basketball into a hoop and then leaves, or someone is eating shoots and then leaves. So it depends on the punctuation.
What a great title for that book.
Oh, this is cool. I found one last free Pop's hot dogs. I used to give them away all the time until I ran out, but I got one last free hot dog from Pop's. And then VHS copies of Hold Your Applause Until the End, the first Casino Royale with Peter Sellers and Woody Allen, Annie Hall with Woody Allen, The Gangs of New York with Leonardo DiCaprio, Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, that's the original with Walter Matthau.
Sniffle, sniffle.
And then, a copy of the original pilot for Heat, Vision, and Jack, the show that never happened. It's you guys are going, oh, like you're going to really spend a lot of time watching VHS tapes. Pulp Fiction, Doug digs it, 1941, I dig that too. Hard Target, not so much. Singing in the Rain, of course, that's a classic. The Fury, have you ever seen The Fury? Brian De Palma's The Fury, that's a lot of fun. Barry Manilow, Volume 1, so... sorry to sell you up short on that. Married to the Mob, that's a underrated Jonathan Demme movie. The Outfit, starring Robert Duvall. I didn't even watch that one. I should probably keep that one. The Gambler with James Caan. This is like Jenga. Oh shit, this is really gonna topple it because it's My So-Called Life, the entire series. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And... a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. All of that stuff is going to go to somebody who's going to have to carry this heavy box and this burden for who knows how long. So I apologize. Maybe less people will come to the tapings because they're worried about winning. There'd certainly be less name tags. So I packed it much better the first time, so it's also going to be an overflowing box of stuff. Because also, my guests brought some stuff, and they will share those things with you. Please welcome... from the motion picture Slow Learners, Sarah Burns, Kate Flannery, and Megan Neuringer. Hey, you guys.
everybody.
I love show business. How are you?
These are the tallest chairs.
I know. Wow. I feel like a kid.
Yeah, you could swing your feet a little bit on those. Let's start with closest to me and the co-lead, along with Adam Pally of Slow Learners. It's Sarah Burns, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I've been told I have a very shitty mic work. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
I work very hard
so
on
far,
it.
So far, yeah, you're doing good so far.
It's all concentration.
Yeah, just talk into it. It's the main thing.
Okay.
You know, get too close to it, you know? Okay. You can never be too close, other than full-on having it in your mouth, which I wouldn't recommend because of everyone that's held it before you. But Sarah is co-stars, like I said, with Adam Pally, who I, of course, invited to be here because he's been on the show before, and he sent me the following message: I'd love to, but I'm in New York then. So that's his excuse.
He is. Instagram confirms.
Okay.
Sister's wedding. Sister's wedding. Instagram confirms.
Oh, for his sister's wedding. He could have added that detail. I would have been even more willing to let him off the hook.
If it's on Instagram, it must be true.
Yeah.
Shit. I did it again.
But it's a very, very funny movie, and it is on VOD as we speak, so people could pause this and go watch it if they wanted to.
Or watch it concurrently.
Yeah.
Should be quite confusing.
Oh, that'd be very strange to keep listening to this.
But you're welcome to do it if that's how you float your boat.
Yeah, no judgment. Whatever boat floating you want to do. And did you bring something for us for the prize bag today?
Yes.
Speaking of slow learners,
I brought a poster, which is it's like redeemable for a DVD or a Blu-ray. It acts as like a ticket, a very large ticket with my face on it.
Well, because whoever wins today, you will get their address, or someone with you will get their address and send them a copy of the movie when it comes out on DVD.
And they can enjoy it at home or on the streets, wherever they so choose. And I also brought a large poster from the movie I Love You, Man, because it's been in my house for like 7 years and it feels weird because the house is very small and I don't want to like display my trophies. Like, but so if you want to display this in your home...
Wow. Yeah, it's not, it's not just a big poster. It's like framed and ready to go.
Ready
like
to
if
rock.
You want Jason Segel and Paul Rudd on your wall.
Your dream is about to
maybe
come.
You have a movie room. It would go great in your movie room.
If you want David Foster Wallace and Ant-Man to stare at you all day, every day, then this is the way to go. With this poster. That's
put it
terrific.
On the ceiling.
And make you also brought and got everybody to sign a poster from the movie from Slow Learners.
Yes.
We've got that as well.
Yes.
And also featured in Slow Learners is Kate Flannery, everybody.
Hey, what's up? Thank you so much.
It's her second time on the here on the program.
It is the
it's been
time.
A minute since you were on, but it's very nice to have you back.
It's always nice to be asked back. It always is. It's like a second date. It
it's means always nice really to be asked back. Asked back. asked back.
Asked backwards. Yeah.
Don't forget to use your microphone voice, Sarah.
Use it.
Whenever you say something, we want to hear it.
It's good to be back, right, Sarah?
It's great to be back.
Eat the mic. Yeah.
It's good.
And what else have you been up to besides appearing in this motion picture? Is there anything else people can be looking for right now?
Well, I have a movie coming out in February called Fourth Man Out about kind of the new experience of coming out in America, which is a total comedy, and there's no drama about coming out and being gay in America anymore. But it's true. That sounded funnier in my head than it did.
I like that.
And I'm actually touring with Jane Lynch. She is doing this like kind of anti-cabaret act, and we're touring all over the country, and I'm like her sidekick. And we have a five-piece band, and we just did 8 shows at Joe's Pub in New York in August, but we were in like Toronto. Anyway, it's a long...
But you're already
website,
so great at the whole cabaret thing as part of the Lampshades.
Yes, and I still doing the Lampshades. We just did Festival Supreme. We're going to open for Richard Cheese. We're doing a bunch of Christmas shows with the Lampshades. We're doing Harry Shearer's show at Largo, and Stanathon with Fred Willard, and then we're doing our own Christmas thing. So, you know, whatever. Just go to thelampshades.com and find me on Instagram.
If Kate Flannery's there and there's cabaret involved, it's going to be hella entertaining.
Or kind of anti-cabaret more. Really, I make fun of all those assholes.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
It's a hate crime against cabaret.
It sort of is.
Ooh, but it's still got singing in it.
This is true. This is true. You have to be good to be bad. You know what I mean? You have to be, you have to be listenable. You know, after 15 seconds of Bad Lounge, no one can tolerate your soul, so you have to have some other hook. I know you were talking about Barry Manilow recently. I just did a show at Bimbo's in San Francisco as a lampshade. Thank you, we have a Bimbo's fan. And there was a guy who sang like a
who
punk.
Isn't a Bimbo's right. fan.
they've taken the turn back. Somebody sang the theme to Barry Manilow sang the theme to oh my god, it was a Chevy Chase movie.
Foul play.
Oh my God, you win a poster! No, I don't know. Do you? No, no.
No more yelling out answers from the audience.
What was the answer?
I had control of that one.
I'm ready to change my pants again. Ready to put my clothes on the line for you.
Oh, Doug, I love it! Yeah. Oh my God! Holy shit!
A guest star.
That is amazing!
Maybe Doug.
Oh my God.
I'm not a singer, but I can.
Yes, you
I
are.
Can, I can do two lines of a stupid parody version of I'm ready to take
of
a chance again.
Foul Play. That's
remember
fantastic.
The beginning of Foul Play? That song's playing over a VW Bug driving up through the hills of Sausalito or
right.
somewhere.
Yeah.
Marin.
And, movie.
Yeah, and it's a great
Chevy
movie.
Chevy Chase Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
Like the woman who's the maid is like, I go, I get my feet a scrape. And I go, is that the one where she...
Probably. It's like... Seems like something would happen
maybe.
In that movie.
It's like very, like, not...
But it introduced the world to Dudley Moore, or at least this part of the world, because he was a very funny pervert in that movie that kept getting caught by Goldie Hawn doing perverted things.
Right. That's when back when being a pervert was funny.
Wait,
now,
did he fall in love after?
Change, yeah.
What?
Back in the day, a pervert could peep on you, and then like five scenes later, you're in love with your pervert.
Now, she was in love with Chevy Chase because he was a movie star at the time, and then three or four movies later, he decided not to be anymore and was in complete crap for the rest of his career. But... Not all of it. I mean, obviously, Community is a good show, but Chevy Chase, you know, who needs him? Like, Community's fine without him. But before, this is a lot of negativity right now, and I didn't mean to do that before introducing Megan Neuringer, everybody. Also in Slow Learners, because Doug Benson loves a theme show. Especially a theme show around an enjoyable movie. And Megan is hilarious in the very first scene in the film.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's right.
She really is, though. Seriously.
Yeah. Everybody, you're all great in it. It's a really fun movie. I don't like rom-coms as a general rule because usually there's too much rom and not enough com. And by calm, I mean C-A-L-M. Just relax, everybody. No, it's just a fun movie, and I'm excited that you're all here to participate in my thing today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Doug.
And I forgot to ask Kate what you brought for the prize bag.
Except for this poster, just me. Is that
bad?
Yeah.
No, okay, but you brought a poster from
the
movie.
I did, and I even, yes. And
everybody
one, yes.
signed it, right?
Everybody signed it, and also, and I have one with the PR guy's card, so you can actually really follow up if you don't get the DVD, you have somebody to bitch at, so it's all good. It'll all happen.
Richard's very nice, but he's given us his card, so if you have to abuse him verbally or via email, he's...
Get the swag, there. Baby, get the swag.
Oh, and he also gave us these, bland live cool bracelets.
Yeah, they're like flesh colored wrist
they're
bracelets.
They're not bland.
Oh, Megan
they're
likes
cool.
hers.
I mean, I'll give mine up. They kind of look like they might glow in the dark, but I have a feeling they don't.
They don't. I don't think they do either.
But you could just like, honestly, as a conversation starter, you meet a babe at a party and you go, I think these glow in the dark. Drag them to the dark and be like, it's broken. But you still made
it's
a connection.
It's broken, but this condom in my pocket glows in the dark.
That's also broken.
Give me
you
a baby.
Be wearing, when you arrive at the party, you should already be wearing the condom.
Yeah. Male, female, when you get to the party, you should already be having a condom
on. You should always
on.
Show up at a party wearing a condom.
Yeah, be optimistic.
You never know when you're just going to start spontaneously
fucking.
That's how I roll.
You cannot.
You never know when you're going to be in somebody or have someone inside you.
That's so right.
Just be ready.
Yeah, because like, especially if you drink, I drink a lot. I love to be drunk, and like, I don't always know if someone is entering.
Do you have a diaphragm? Do you wear a diaphragm?
Sarah, we're worried.
I'm sorry, that's weird. I shouldn't have.
Do you have an IUD?
Some people don't knock before entering, so you just got to. You got to be ready.
Who's there? I'm not. I don't have. I will get an IUD.
Come around back.
I'm drinking a wine cooler. Who knows what's next? You know, like, no. This is screwed up. This is very. Where's Chevy Chase's career that we can abuse and go back to that level of darkness?
Poor Chevy. But so that's what you brought for the prize bag, Megan? Is it one of those bracelets?
It's a bracelet, and funny enough, there's a poster inside of the bracelet. Signed by all the females of Slow Learners.
So you're going to get several posters and then all this crap that I brought, and I hope you're not riding on the subway or walking.
It's Los Angeles.
Yeah, I hope you're going to Uber or something.
What's the red sweatshirt?
It's a from the TV show Moonlighting. Do you remember that?
Wait, is it a hoodie with a zip or no zip?
It's a zip.
I don't want it.
Was it worn by either Sybil or Bruce? Or?
No, they didn't wear it. I
don't want it.
They were. It's got Bruno's sweat in it, so yeah. It's just one they gave to me because I worked on the show for a little bit.
Did you? Moonlight?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Were you four? Was there a baby on that show? I don't remember.
It was one of my first jobs. Yeah,
oh,
one of the
Doug.
First things I did in the industry, and
so you got your SAG card.
Yeah, I got my SAG card because of that episode where we all sing "Happy Birthday" to Sybil Shepherd.
Sybil Shepherd.
Wait.
Did you go?
Yeah, I was in any episode you watch. I'm one of the people in the office. Like walking around.
Are you dead serious?
Yeah.
Are you moonlighting?
I was one of the Blue Moon Detective Agency employees.
Holy shit.
And they never had any cases, but they had a bunch of employees walking around, like doing stuff in the background.
Dude, that never happened on The Office. We never had somebody walking around in the background acting like they were working.
You guys should have thought about it.
Sorry.
Is that what turned you off rom-coms?
No, that's a
I'm gonna
you know,
break it down.
It's a good rom-com because it's more again more calm than rom. I mean, it took them 3 seasons before they got it on, and then once they did, it ruined the show.
There you go.
Yeah,
don't do it. It's just like who's the boss? You don't want Tony and Angela together. You
that's
don't
right.
want
you don't
Tony,
want Tony and Samantha together. Wait, what?
What?
I wanted Mona and Tony to like finally break it down because the sexual tension between those.
Mona.
Their couple name is what is it? Moni. Moni. It's Moni,
Tona.
Right?
Tona. Yeah, like
Tona.
Moni and Tona.
Tona, Moni. I don't know. We didn't do it back then.
What a sexy grandma.
Can I tell you something? When she taped that role, she was 35 years old. That's Hollywood for
That's
you.
That's Hollywood for
just
you.
Just kidding.
The camera adds 10 years, and she had 5 cameras on her at all times.
Yeah, so I'm moving, so I've been inhaling a lot of dust, because all my shit is covered in dust.
You mean pot dust?
Yeah. It's covered in pot dust, and I've been inhaling as much of it as I can.
Sounds like your place is great. Don't move.
Yeah, and so I'm very very sniffly right now.
Ooh.
But let's go down the line real quickly before we get into the game portion of the show, and let's assess if you've seen anything lately that's worth talking about.
Oh,
have
God.
You been to the movies, Sarah?
Yes.
What did you see?
I saw Goodnight Mommy.
Oh, boy. Tell them about it.
It pissed me off.
Really?
I was
Why?
Like, because, I read this article about it that was like, this is the scariest movie you're ever going to see all year. And I was like, sign me on. And I've been like lobbying to see this movie. And I went to see it the other day, and I was like so disturbed. I thought it was going to be scary, like thrilling, but it was like torture porn. And
kind of, yeah.
And, you know, I was very... very aroused, but I didn't want to be aroused. But no, I was like, this is so scary, and like there was like a twist in it that was very psychological and like thrilling. But by that point, I was angry because there was like torture and like physical torturing, and I was just like pissed. I almost got up, like outraged, but I of course stayed.
I just put my coat over my head.
You mean, what? What part of someone getting their mouth closed with super glue and then cut open again with an X-Acto knife don't you like?
Well,
which
it's just
part
that they were,
of that do you think
that
is
beautiful
torture?
Rug. That beautiful rug was going to get destroyed.
Yes.
And I know with a woman who has cats, like, rugs aren't easy to protect. So I was like, this is shit.
Is this about the twins and their mom? But.
Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me. Is it M. Night Shyamalan?
No.
No.
Oh. He wishes. No, his stuff is usually not, like she said, torture porn. It's more, you know, just a thriller with a twist or whatever.
Who did Goodnight Mommy?
But this is
an Austrian director.
Yeah, yeah. It's not in English. It's subtitles.
Now I get it.
Say no more.
Mm-hmm. But it's for people who want that kind of creepy. But you're right. It's not scary as much as it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
like that
disturbing.
Stuff can happen. If someone's doing it in a film, like someone's doing it somewhere else.
Oh, you think?
Put that out there, but like.
Yeah, don't give anybody that idea.
I mean,
tired of someone talking in your life? Super glue their mouth shut.
I'm in like so much trouble.
What about you, Kate? Have you been to the cinema lately?
Yeah, I saw the Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg movie. Was it Bridge of Spies?
Bridge of Spies. Yeah. One of the harder titles to remember.
Yeah.
Just sort of a vague title.
I thought it was beautifully shot, but kind of boring. And I thought the music, like, kind of really dated it. Like, he needs to get. I'm sorry. The music was beautiful, but it hadn't. It's like it's.
Was
so,
it John Williams?
I think so, but it's so like it just it's like if you're blind and you're in the other room, you still know what's going on because of the music.
I know.
And it's a little too. And no, that's no offense to anyone who's blind because they probably are smarter than I am. But I just want to say, but like, is anyone blind?
Sorry, blind people.
Sorry, did I? Sorry. But you know
you
what?
You know, like, blind people are listening to podcasts. There's
hey, right? But you know, there's music that is like kind of, you know, I just thought it bugged me.
It's a little heavy-handed.
Yeah, and
like
he,
telling
like,
you what to feel.
Yeah, and I felt like, you know, Spielberg has kind of gotten like a few things like a little more current, but that needs to like it was like throwing a doily on like a modern chair. Like just don't it's
don't
old.
Do, yeah.
It doesn't go. Anyway, sorry.
That I hate that. I like the directors who choose not to use film. I know I'm mispronouncing his name, but like Michael Haneke.
Uh-huh.
Like he said once, and you can kind of see this in his films, like he doesn't use film. He terrorizes, I mean,
music. Yeah.
He terrorizes you because of like the violent stuff where you're like, oh, I hate the fact that I'm alive and watching this right now. I hate the world. I'm terrified and I'm to blame and I need a shower. But like, there's no music like lulling you into this hate. You're just like, you know.
Well, like, especially after watching like binge watching the entire season of Mr. Robot and feeling like there was something so minimal about the music and like so current. Like, it was just so modern and smart. And I feel like it's so hard to go from that to this like, you know, big screen thing that
I think he's like Spielberg is stuck trying to make classics instead of just making an interesting movie.
Right.
You know, like he's swinging for the fences and
he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a neophyte. But yeah, I haven't seen Bridges of Spies yet, but the thing that compels me to see it and seems like it's almost a sure thing for an Oscar nod is Mark Rylance as the dude they're trying to get testify.
Yeah.
Is he Russian, I think, in it? Or?
Oh my God. It's like, it's literally, there are details about this movie that did not stay with me. And I was not high. I swear to God. Like, I don't remember. Like,
but yes, he's a terrific actor, and I look forward to seeing him in it.
There are some good performances, for sure. But yeah. I don't know.
And Tom Hanks is always, you know.
He's amazing.
He's
like,
solid.
Seriously, he is amazing. He has like, where you're like, oh my God, like only Tom Hanks can be Tom Hanks. You might say like, hey, I'm the next Tom Hanks, but fuck you, you're probably not. I'm just saying.
He is rad. I mean,
he's amazing. He makes it look so easy, right?
Yeah, he's good. He's never doing anything fucked up.
He's like an actor with lube. Like he's just got lube. You know, everything's like smooth.
Tom Hanks, he never does anything fucked up. Yeah, I guess you didn't see Cloud Atlas.
Okay, he gets a free pass. He gets a pass. We've all done something screwed up. I had my tongue pierced for a couple of years.
But he,
done.
But no. He makes the effort though. Like like Cloud Atlas, he obviously did it because of the challenge of playing a bunch of different characters. But then after a while, it's like, well, Tom Hanks, you're best at being like the Tom Hanks guy.
You know what he's best at? Being Chet Hayes' dad.
Ooh,
he has a tough kid.
Oh, yes. Oh, in real life.
He's got a tough kid. He's got a tough kid.
It's not Colin.
He's a rapper.
He's got a tough kid.
What about you, Megan? Have you been to the movies?
I think the last movie I saw in the theater was The Martian.
Okay, that's still out there doing its work.
I fucking hated it. We did the math, we ran the numbers, and I fucking hated that movie. I didn't like it.
What do you think of space movies in general? Did you like Interstellar?
Loved it.
Interesting.
Gravity? Did you like Gravity?
Loved it.
What's going on here? What's wrong with The Martian?
I'm super into space. Fucking hated The Martian. And people were like, well, because I thought it was like up its own ass with its like sense of humor, and it was like very smug and blah, blah, blah. That blah, blah, blah is everything I can't explain.
It works.
And people were like, that was the book. The book had that kind of humor. And I was like, well, then I guess I fucking hated the book. I didn't like The Martian. And again, with like the music, it was like all this like disco 70s music.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, guys. It spent a lot of time like explaining math. And then at the times where it was like supposed to explain science, it was like, we ran the numbers. Like, also, it just...
I love this expression, Megan.
I just was like, it was long. It was too long.
Wait, Interstellar's not too long, but The Martian is too long?
When I'm entertained, I could last forever. It was too long.
Because that's what Gravity's got on all of them, is it's only
Gravity,
90 minutes long.
Didn't tell you,
less is more.
Gravity was so good that I actually dug a scab into my thigh during that movie. That's a good movie. I was like, no. When I got out of the theater, I had a scar.
Well done,
that's
Sandra
a good
Bullock.
Music. Yeah.
You need a battle scar to prove that you enjoyed it.
Didn't Jesus. Love The Martian. I'm known in certain circles, my job, how much I hate The Martian.
I didn't love it, but I think that's because I'm just done with space as a topic for movie making.
I think space is super cool.
It was my first space movie since like the space movie, like Aliens, because I was so worried.
Since Aliens?
Yeah, I'm wow. I don't know where I've been. I've been busy. I've been doing stuff. Like, I've been going around and walking all over. I've just been super swamped. And so, like, I just, like, no space movie. But I didn't see Interstellar, and I didn't see
Gravity. Did you like The Martian?
I was like, okay, it's a movie. I just saw it, you know, like, I don't need those two. It wasn't great. But I was just like, okay, for, like, 2 hours. Like, I wasn't angry. I was annoyed by things like, I gotta science the shit out of this. Like, ugh.
Yeah, or that everything, like how they dealt with exposition, it's like, we'll just put in a vlog.
Yeah.
And I guess that's like how you deal, but I don't know.
I felt when I went to that movie, like this is this new thing. I was like, oh, I feel like I'm gonna be like part of the conversation the world's having. Like, I never know, like, I don't know a lot of stuff that everyone knows about. And I'm like, Taylor Swift, I gotta catch up, you know, and that's like, that was like 7 years ago. Like,
well, I can catch you up on Taylor Swift.
I think Taylor Swift is more compelling than the movie The Martian.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, at the end, spoiler alert, but at the end, when he's like,
la, 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 la.
He's like,
no, I saw it. I don't remember though.
So no offense.
Yeah, I don't even know.
No offense.
Oh, yeah.
No offense. He makes it back. No offense, but.
And he's got gray hair. Hair's different.
It is like an ad for fucking whiteness. He like is literally his first thing on earth is like sipping fucking Starbucks, looking a professor, being all like smug and like healthy weight again, and just being like teaching a college class about what a goddamn hero he is. It's like, it's an ad for like, I mean, look, I love white men. I love white men. I love them. But it's like an ad for like white male privilege. I don't like The Martian.
In summary, don't like The Martian.
I saw a movie just today on VOD called Tangerine.
Oh, yeah.
Shot entirely on iPhones.
Wow.
And not looking it, and hella entertaining.
Really?
Yeah. If you're interested in like what kinds of conversations the transsexual hookers on Santa Monica Boulevard have with one another when they're hanging out in front of Donut Time.
All right. This movie
will satiate that thirst. It will make you go, okay, I know all about that now.
Fly on the wall. Right?
I finally know what they're talking about, except for the occasional snippets I get when I pass them in a crosswalk.
Is it about a woman, she gets out of prison and she goes and she finds her boyfriend / like pimp. And
she's transsexual, gets out of prison, is angry that her male pimp boyfriend has had sex with one of his other hookers.
Who's a woman?
She's
by
very
birth.
Upset about it, and a bulk of the movie is dedicated to her trying to find the woman that he had the affair with for a reckoning. Like, she is out.
She expected
that's hilarious
fidelity.
It's so funny
from a pimp.
Hey, don't look at me. I'm not. I'm not a transsexual prostitute. I cannot get into her mind.
I want to watch this movie real bad. But if you a hooker expecting sexual fidelity from your pimp, you're in the wrong business.
There's definitely more blind people listening to this than hookers. I can assure you of that. I don't think your message is going to get out to any hookers today.
I think it's a beautiful story, though, like to be like, you know, a hooker and your pimp. No, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
I'm stopping it right there. I'm like,
there's a scene that will change how you think about drive-through car washes forever. like you will always think of this movie when you're sitting in a car in one of those ones where you get to stay in the car as you go through the car wash.
I haven't had
my car washed in over a year.
I want to get. What happens?
Is it erotic?
Is it a sexual?
Yeah,
it's soapy
nice.
Bubbles
yeah, it's
are
sexual.
Always erotic.
It's like so there much like cheaper than a hotel.
Oh. We live in a car culture. We're in Los Angeles. Everybody's
love
going
it.
And getting. But it's, you know, we're in a drought. So if you could do. Oh!
Yeah, don't get a BJ in a car wash. We're in a drought.
It's a blowjob. I knew it.
You knew it. You guessed it right.
I know. I can smell a blowjob. You nailed it.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Well, now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin! Each of you is going to play for somebody in the audience. So, ladies, pick the name tag that speaks to you. The people are excited about Kimba.
Candyman.
But just physically get up and go grab a name tag from somebody. You don't have to go too deep because they're all in the front. Kate went right for Kimba. Yeah, take the whole thing. Here, give me the paper part. You can hold on to Kimba. I assume there's a shithead on the back of there, and I'm right, as always. Now, Sarah, the thing you got to keep in mind is to not read out loud what it says here on the back. That's for me to read if you don't prevail today. And Sarah chose a Candyman. Who is it? Someone named Candy? Or man? Andy?
Yeah.
Andy. I see. That's why the C is vague. C, Andy Man. And from the chilling imagination of Clive... Barker. Sarah had her hand over the Barker. And
it's
then
a slow reveal.
It's a he made it out of like some sort of box or something, but then he taped a Crunch Bar and a Payday Bar to the bottom. Do you like
delicious.
Those?
I do. I love chocolate.
Well, those are yours to keep.
Oh my God, I'm winning already.
Yeah, there you go. You get
thank
both
you.
Of those candies.
I love candy.
There you go.
That's absurd. That sounded absurd.
And you're playing for Andy, so maybe you'll win on his behalf.
I sure hope so.
Good luck. Kate is playing for Kimba.
I play for Kimba, and I got a stuffed lion that's very cute, but looks like it's from Lion King, which is different than Kimba the White Lion, which if you're really old, you know, it's a Japanese cartoon. Thank you so much.
Do you know the Lion King song? Like, hold him up and do the song.
It's a Taylor Swift song.
Nobody knows the words.
Welcome to New York. And who are you playing for, Megan?
I'm playing for Midnight Madness.
Whoa.
Very nice art on this poster.
Yeah, it looks like something a child would make.
I think it's watercolor.
Yeah, it's
watercolor. I'm drawn to a little effort.
And what's his name? Matt?
Madness.
Yeah, because there's a movie called Midnight Madness. It was about a scavenger hunt. Michael J. Fox was in it.
Oh my God, this is a pun? I have to shred it. No, just kidding. It's great. I know it's a pun.
Did he put a shithead on the back?
Yes.
Okay, don't read that out loud.
It is. Never. I would never. But it's a... No.
All right, well, good job making name tags. Good job selecting them. The first game we're going to play... is something called, Sarah, are you having agita or something?
I'm nervous. This is big.
You don't have to worry about it. Here, first of all, we could put that down for now.
I can barely hold the microphone.
You're clinging onto that. Like,
I've been holding it up just like with so much, like my muscles are atrophying. I'm getting nervous, but I'm fine.
Eat your payday. Eat your candy. You'll be fine.
I need a little sugar in my blood.
Would it be better for you if you had the mic stand instead of me?
No, that would be weird.
Because then you wouldn't have to hold it so tight. Please don't break our microphone.
I'm new with your
vice-like grip. We're going to play a game, Sarah, called Cable Billing.
Okie dokie.
A.K.A. Comcast Away.
Okay.
Because my cable company, when they list who the stars of films are... they're terrible at it. They list like two names, and it makes me laugh a lot of the time. But for slow learners, it says Adam Pally and Sarah Burns, so they nailed it.
Yeah,
they got it right with that one. Yeah, that's accurate. But sometimes it's amazing what they say. So I'm going to name two actors from a movie that my cable company listed as the stars of the film, or at least the people we should care about, and a reason to watch. And as soon as I say the two names, everybody just start guessing until somebody gets the right answer.
Okay.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
This is just these three on stage, by the way. Just a little friendly reminder. Which movie, according to my cable, classic movie, stars Richard Roxburgh and Jim Broadbent?
Oh, God. The movie about the year. A year.
Oh, okay. I'm going to need you to be a little bit more specific.
Oh, the room. In his room. Fuck.
Weekend at Bernie's?
Jim Broadbent? Do you know who that is?
I don't.
He looks like a great actor.
Oh, shit.
He's a great actor. He's great British. Actor.
Oh, shit. Yes,
he looks like a derby hat. If a derby hat was
a man. If a derby hat was a person, it would be Jim Broadbent.
It's like, oh, yes, of course.
So can you think of any films that he was in?
He's certainly
not the lead in this, but he had a big part. I'll give you a couple more
clues.
Yeah, please.
In a second, though, I want you to think about it some more.
Wait, who's the first guy?
I don't know this guy at all. Richard Roxburgh.
Oh, and he's Jim a zero. Broadbent. And it's a movie.
I think I know who Richard Roxburgh is. I think I know which character he plays in this movie.
It's a classic.
Yeah, once you hear the title, you may agree. All right, I'm going to give you another name of a person that's in this movie, and we'll see if anybody jumps on that. Ewan McGregor is in this movie.
It's a classic?
Well.
God, he was so
good in
Ghost Rider.
This is Moulin Rouge?
That's correct, what? Moulin Rouge.
I love this game. I love you, Doug. It's insanity.
I was going to say Nicole Kidman next, of course, because they are the true stars of that film. I mean, just because Jim Broadbent comes in and goes, can, you don't give him top second billing. Like, and I think Richard Roxburgh is the evil guy, the bad guy,
right.
The rich guy that wants to just own Nicole Kidman, right? That's probably him. Yeah, there you go. Moulin Rouge! In the title.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What's
the Ewan McGregor movie with the old guy and his daddy's dying?
Beginners.
Christopher Plummer.
I love that movie.
I love that movie, and I love her that red dress she wears throughout the whole thing. Melanie. I Googled it. I was like, where's the dress?
I Googled how to make one look like Melanie Laurent.
Yeah. Well,
how get face.
How get face? What were the results of that search?
Even the way she wore that watch, I was just like, yeah.
I just wanted to take her face and pin
make
it on
flesh
my face.
Dress out of her. Yeah.
Wow. Ladies.
Yeah. God bless her.
Now let's play. Congratulations to Kate for winning that one. That means you get to go first in the next game.
Shit. Show business.
This game is called, hey, does anybody have a pen up close that could just toss it to me? Thank you very much. Does anybody else have a pen? Thank you. It's yours, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll get it back to you. Just throw it right back at him. We're going to play a game called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And in this game, I'll start with Kate. This is just, I'll say it directly to the contestant who gets to guess. If she can't come up with the right answer, then we'll move to Sarah. And it's basically just the tagline from a motion picture. I will say it and just guess what movie you
so
think
it's from. So we can't blurt it out, no blurting.
No, just one at a time this time. This is a more civilized game.
Okay.
We'll start with Kate.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right. What movie has the tagline, their party is just getting started? This is for Kate, and she has to come up with a movie that the tagline is just getting started.
The end of the world?
That is a great guess. That would be a fun tagline for that movie. It's incorrect.
Fuck.
So we go to Sarah.
I'm drawing a blank, but I'm going to give an educated guess and say bachelor party.
Oh, that's also a great guess because there's a party in the film, and presumably at the top of the film, it's getting started.
And we talked about Tom Hanks, which could have been prophetic.
Sure, but that's incorrect. Megan?
What if it's political?
And a political party. Interesting.
The invention of the Republicans. Is it Lincoln?
I literally have no idea.
Their party is just getting started.
But think about it, you know.
Can you say it the way the actor or actress said it? Was she their body is getting just whatever?
No, it's just printed on the
poster.
It's just written on there.
It's not Earth Girls Are Easy.
You can't just keep guessing, Megan. You blew it with Lincoln.
Now what?
That was the worst vote for Lincoln ever.
Honestly, though?
He deserved all the votes except for that one.
Honestly, more people would have seen Lincoln. Sorry, Spielberg, if that had been the tagline.
God, it's just not his day today. We are ragging on...
Sorry. But that wasn't Spielberg the start of Republicans, was it? It was more like the end of them.
Maybe.
That's deep.
Daniel Day-Lewis in The Last Great Republican. No, this line is the tagline for a motion picture that I think all three of you are in called Slow Learners.
What? Fuck! Busted! Guys, welcome to our show. It's been a crazy prank.
Fuck you,
man. Just blowing your mind.
That's bullshit. That is fucking bullshit, Doug.
Honestly,
fuck you, man.
Wow. This is stage.
Bullshit.
We are psycho.
Gorgeous.
Fucking.
I'm not that self-centered. I don't read the posters of the movies I'm in. How dare you?
Is it really on this poster at this very moment?
It might be, yes.
Son of a...
I've been swamped.
Can we see?
And I just...
All right, let's try another one.
I feel like a big, 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 big dumb idiot.
No, well, now that we got that one out of the way, let's try another one.
That's cool, though.
We'll start with you again.
No.
You got to admit, it is pretty cool.
See the movie, guys. It's unforgettable.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that was a burn.
We'll start with Kate again.
Oh, shit.
K, Kate, what movie has the tagline, they sing, they dance, they suck? They sing, they dance, they suck.
Oh my God.
Does that seem familiar to you?
Yes. Is it Can't Stop Dancing?
Starring Kate Flannery. What? Yes, it is.
I'm barely in it.
Oh. That is so weird. That's hilarious.
I see Trent. Wow. That's awesome that you knew that.
Yeah, you're totally getting the hang of this. All right, let's go to Sarah and do the next one for her and only her. And it is, are you man enough to say it?
I love you, man.
That's correct. It's right there on the poster. All right, Megan, they've each got one. You gotta get one.
I'm not in a lot of movies.
Good luck. A comedy about meeting each other halfway. A comedy about meeting each other halfway. I don't know who I'm going to direct these to when I pick them, so you may not be in it.
Bachelorette?
I looked up the tagline for Bachelorette, and according to IMDb, it has none. Has no tagline.
So Lincoln.
So let's go to...
You were fantastic in that,
it
by
is
the way.
About meeting
just
halfway.
Disappeared into the role.
They do have to agree to disagree in Lincoln.
Comedy about meeting each other halfway.
And it's kind of a comedy. All right, so yeah, you're done. I don't know why you're saying Kate.
Is it Delancey Street?
No, okay, but sorry. That's a cute guess.
Yeah, sorry.
You had to go across the street to meet that pickle merchant.
Right?
Sarah?
Love that movie. Oh, a movie that Megan was in? It's about meeting each other halfway. I have her IMDb page like...
No, stop
talking. You're giving too much information. I don't know the answer to this, so I'm going to distract everyone by talking in a weird, circuitous way and then tossing it over to Kate. I don't know.
Just take a guess. What movie you think would be a comedy about meeting each other halfway?
Friends with Benefits.
That's a great guess. Turns out it's a movie you were in called Going the Distance.
Whoa. Oh, Jesus Christ! Again, I'm just messing with the audience. I know all this... Oh, God.
All right, back to you, Megan.
I'll take it.
Circle, circle, square, square. Now you have it everywhere.
The comedian in me wants to be like, Herpes the movie? But I know there's no movie. Circle, circle, square, square.
You're pretty
square.
Sure there's no movie called that.
Now you have it everywhere. Damn. I mean,
Herpes the movie. Catch it this weekend.
Wouldn't that be a great movie?
One in four people you know have herpes the movie. No, just kidding. Wow.
One out of four people have seen it. Plan to spread it.
It's gone.
It keeps coming back.
Any guesses at all?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
All right, Kate.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Terrific guess, but no. Sarah, do you have anything?
I'm going to say It Follows.
Oh, that's a terrific guess. Turns out it's a movie that Kate is in called Cooties.
Oh, Jesus.
Cooties.
Oh. Cooties.
Cooties is basically Herpes the movie?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Cooties.
But it's about a kid who eats an infected chicken McNugget and turns into a savage and then infects all the other kids and then the teachers have to kill him.
That's
it's
a different. Metaphor. That is a metaphor.
I guess.
Yeah, made by Elijah Wood.
Yes.
Yeah,
I played his mother. Obviously, I was a slut in high school because I'm not that old.
That'd be great if your credit in the end titles was High School Slut. But congratulations, Kate. I think you prevailed in that game.
What?
I think you got more right than anybody else. Maybe not.
I feel like I lose.
I think you and Sarah tied, okay, I think. Good, so we'll start with Megan for this next game.
Cool, I love it.
Yeah, switch it around a little bit.
Yeah.
This is something we call Last Man Stanton. And I like to play this game as well, so I will also participate. And whoever lasts the longest that's not me will be the winner. Basically, what we're going to do is get the name of an actor or actress, and we have to take turns naming movies they were in. If you can't think of one, you're out.
Shit.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
You mean all the way out? We had to leave?
Yes. I'd like you to leave the building. I'd rather not ever look at you again.
You're deported.
If you fail in this game, especially if you fail quickly. We've had guests on the show that can't come up with one movie of a well-known actor, and that gets a little sad.
People are so self-centered.
I think it's a great thing to fail quickly. Move it along.
Get it over with.
Yeah.
I do like that. Yeah. I do like that part of it.
Stop wasting our time. We're still rooting for you. Yeah.
Very mean. Let's play this game.
So who's going to give a...
I was just trying to... add on. And
no. Sarah and I know each other from years of UCB. We're yes anders if you must.
Yeah. Yeah, Megan, you actually wrote like one of the funniest sketches I was ever in, that with the mother like and her grandson, and she like you wrote this great bit for me, and
I don't know if it was that good.
It was great. I loved it. Our short video.
We made a short. I think it was called Butt Babies.
It was called Butt Babies. Never seen the light of day, but one day.
Yeah.
Why is it called Butt Babies?
Because I got pregnant in my butt.
Butt Babies is a movie.
How does Slow Learners get the green light and Butt Babies is just sitting on a shelf somewhere?
Doug, the world is crazy.
It is.
And, you know, some genius is just passed on by, and then other stuff is just scooped up. I can't explain it.
Do you give birth to the... I mean, can we say more about it?
She gives birth.
Oh, I give birth. And
what would the tagline be?
From the butt?
Don't kiss the newborn.
God,
why didn't we send that straight to
Honestly,
Sunday?
Now with the tagline, it will sell.
Yeah, taglines that are a warning are always the best ones. Whatever you do,
don't kiss the newborn.
Yeah. All right. So, I always get tweets from people saying they have the perfect name for Last Man Standing that hasn't been used before. So, where is this? Is Alex Tig?
Yep, right.
Is it pronounced Tig or Teague?
Tie.
You don't get into the G.
No G.
You just ignore it.
Tie.
Yeah. Like, remember that actor Kevin Tig?
Yeah.
Who was on Emergency, and he was the owner of the bar in Roadhouse.
Yeah,
okay.
I just watched that movie.
Roadhouse?
It's literally the last movie I watched. Literally. I watched it like 3 days ago. Whew, is that a good movie?
It's got everything, that movie.
It's
for
got,
everybody.
Yes, it's got pleats. It's got feathered bangs. Patrick Swayze with the shirt off.
Oh, yeah, ladies.
And fights.
Kelly Lynch naked a lot. And she plays a doctor.
Yeah. But you don't know she's hot till she takes off those glasses.
Yeah, she's pretty nerdy with those glasses on. And then it's like at one point she's wearing a dress that looks like a picnic table. And then lunch is served.
And then he rips out a guy's throat and they're like, I still like you.
She had a little trouble with that. She had to think about it for a couple of minutes. She was a little upset.
I think it was that she was really channeling being a doctor, and she just had to make sure the guy was fully dead, and then she could go back to the romance.
That must be it.
Yeah, time of death.
That's what was going on there. And then a big bear falls on a guy.
Perfect way to go.
Yeah, he's like, a bear fell on me.
He's conscious for a few moments after the bear fell. He didn't die right away.
No, it just knocks him out, and then when he wakes up, he's trapped under it. And
what's
like,
the bear
it fell
doing
on
that he's
me.
So calm?
It's a stuffed bear in a rich guy's house.
Oh.
Kate's all, like, oh, of course.
Like those dog videos.
That old chestnut. Yeah, sorry.
Like, that old device. Very silly video of a dog sniffing a man's armpit and then he...
Ray Ben Gazzara
yes.
plays the bad guy in that movie.
You know... What's great about Roadhouse is bad guys were just bad, and good guys were just all good. There was just no subtlety.
No gray area.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I like the scene where a fight breaks out because a guy says to a woman, Can I feel your tits for $50? And she says, okay. She pulls her dress down, he grabs her tits, and then he laughs. And then a fight ensues because he had no intention of paying the $50.
Aww. I mean, what a shit. I think, honestly, that's though, bullshit. That's you got to fight that.
Yeah. Does she fight him?
Who fights him?
Oh, only the man's.
Oh, yes. Well, she's got those giant breasts. God. She can't fight.
The women are useless in that movie.
All right, be nice. So what we need from this is Kevin Tai, Alex Tai. Alex Tai. What's your name for, and it better not be Kevin Tai. What's your name?
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
Oh,
that's an
shit.
Interesting
Oh, shit.
One.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm
yeah,
on first.
Christopher Lloyd movies. Yeah. All right, so who'd I say won that last game?
I think
you said it was
Megan.
Both of
them.
Because
Megan didn't win the other one.
Oh, so we're going to let her go first. Yeah. That's right.
All
right.
Thank you.
We'll start with you, Megan.
Back to the Future.
Okay. Wow, you got that one, hard one out of the way. What do you think, Kate?
Adam's Family Values.
Oh, interesting. Featuring Pubert, of course. Sarah?
Back to the Future 2.
I'm going to need the full title.
Back to the Future 2.
No.
Like, electric.
What word do you think would come before 2 and after Future?
Back to the Future, colon, 2.
But if you had to put a word in there, let's say
part 2.
Yes, part 2. Oh,
this is scary stuff, Doug.
Yeah. okay, I'm gonna go with Clue.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Where he played Professor Plum. I was gonna do a joke answer and say one of the lady names, but I couldn't think of any of them fast enough. What are the ladies in there?
Miss White.
Scarlet. Mrs. White, Mrs. Peacock.
Miss Scarlet.
There you go. Christopher Lloyd as Mrs. Peacock. All right, back to you. It's back to Megan now.
Inspector Gadget.
Oh.
Oh,
wow.
Geez,
this is hard.
I wasn't even sure that was a real movie.
It's a real movie. Was he in that?
Everybody just bought it. I'm literally bluffing.
I don't think he was in it. I mean,
he's
know Andy Dick was in it.
He's gotta have been Inspector Gadget.
And Matthew Broderick.
He's gotta have been in it.
I don't think
Can
so.
Can somebody check?
I don't think he's gotta
Let's
be in
check
it.
Check because right now it's a valid answer. If we find out,
everybody
no.
is buying it. But this is a true. This is a
I don't
true
think
bluff.
Anybody's buying or selling it. I just think they're being very polite and not yelling out about how wrong you are. But I'm pretty sure he's not in it. Mm. And no one is disagreeing with me. Someone would say, you're wrong, Doug. What?
What's
that? He's not in it? Is that what
no.
you're saying? He's not in it?
Is that a no?
Okay.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah, I didn't
Megan,
think so.
I'm sorry. It was a good choice, though.
Yeah, sorry. It was a really good choice. Like it fooled almost everybody, except for the person with access to the internet. So you're out, Megan. But we'll still play one more game after this, so we'll go to Kate.
Adam's Family, the first one. I'm sorry. I can't remember. I'm sorry.
The?
It's a lame.
You want to call it
the Adam's Family.
The Adam's Family?
The Adam's Family.
How do you spell Adam's?
A-D-A-M-S.
Oh, no.
It's two D's?
Two D's.
Shit. Motherfucker.
I didn't know the rules are getting much more stringent since the first. We were like, back to the future. Now it's like, is the accent a grave or a goo on this?
Where is the umlaut? All right, Sarah, what do you got?
You know, Doug, I just want to take this moment to thank you for this fantastic. It's all like,
oh,
it's
you're
like
welcome. Thanks for being here.
We're all talking about our feelings and the movies, and he was in Taxi.
Christopher Lloyd was in Taxi, played Reverend Jim on that program. He'd come in and he'd be like, oh!
What? I guessed that. It like fell from the heavens into my head and threw like out of my mouth. It's a television show.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth like a couple points.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth double points when you bring up a...
I'm not the only one who can change the rules of this game.
So you're saying you're done?
Yeah, I feel good, solid.
You feel like you've done good work here.
Confidence is waning.
Yeah.
Gripping the mic.
So who's left? Me and Megan?
Oh, I am so out.
Well, just me and Kate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with, just get this one out of the way, Back to the Future Part 3.
Yeah.
Seems like it was right there for you, Sarah. You could have just...
Son of a bitch.
Grabbed at that.
The taxi. Could have been.
Taxi is television. I love it. TV. But
it's like a very small movie.
That's not... It's a very small, long movie.
You can watch in the privacy of your home.
What do you got, Kate?
Was there a third Addams Family movie? I'm so lame. I'm sorry. There was not. Was
there was
God
not?
Damn it.
Should be.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know.
What?
That's all I got. Sorry. I can't.
Really?
I'm stumped. I'm stumped.
It happens.
It's
a hard game. I'm not going to lie to you.
Was he in Ocean's 11? No, I'm just kidding.
It's never a bad guess when you're talking about a white male. That they may have been in Ocean's 11.
Do a lot of drama?
So,
or is it mostly comedy?
So okay. Kate named more than anybody else, or are Kate and Sarah tied at this point?
Could we have a hint?
I think you...
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This will be fun. It won't just be a hint. I'm going to say the name of a Christopher Lloyd movie.
Okay, and then
please.
And whichever one of you repeats it the fastest... Whoever says it out loud the fastest is going to be the winner.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
The Dream Team.
The voice that came out of my mouth. I think I pooped in my pants. I had another baby.
It's like you're...
And I think you've redeemed yourself as far as your mic work. That was fantastic.
I like how both of them were like inching the mic closer. They were like,
okay. Ready. I am ready.
That was too close to call. Let's do another one. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
You gotta say the whole title.
Okay, got it.
Who?
Hello?
Who? Doctor Who? Doctor Who? No,
I know it. It's a TV show.
You're out, Megan. Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
The dumbest game.
She is a tough competitor. You are formidable. This is hard. It's like Serena Williams is in the town. It's like, oh my God.
I was on Celebrity Family Feud once.
Paid off.
Oh yeah, you're really good.
I feel like I could say stuff fast.
I'm like, I'm sweating.
I don't know. I don't have any knowledge, but I could say stuff fast for sure.
All right, I'll bring you into one.
Great.
Megan, this is... Get ready.
I took my gum out.
You need to be conditioned.
I literally took my gum out.
I don't even know of anymore, but I'll just say a movie.
Okay.
He's probably in it.
Christopher Lloyd might be in it. All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, clear your throat.
I'm ready.
You gotta be ready. Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace!
Was he in Dennis the Menace? Yeah, okay, good. I thought he might be. What other ones did we miss?
Angels
in the outfield.
Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, of course, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest with Danny DeVito.
I love that movie in the book.
What?
Which?
The Page Master?
My Favorite Martian.
My Favorite Martian. Yeah.
Wow, least favorite movie.
What a career.
What else?
Camp Nowhere.
I haven't seen
it. This guy works.
Oh, he's a booker.
He books.
Yeah. You see him in the casting office? Get the fuck out of there. This guy's making the part.
I go out for the same roles as Christopher Lloyd every single day, and I'm like, why am I here?
I am like, this guy's going to get it. Oh, but you know what? He's better at the pace. It was his
When
part.
I see him in the waiting room, I just make a Doc Brown in my pants, and I get the hell out of there.
Don't kiss the Doc Brown.
Kiss him.
Don't kiss the newborn.
Don't give that cute little baby a kiss.
All right, well, we still have to settle. We got to decide who's the winner today. I think you all win. Saying things fast.
I think it's fair that I did not win
today. And fun. No, you're still in it, Megan. You still have a shot at this.
You're playing very well, though.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Oh, you know I'm fun. I have no expertise, but I'm fun.
We're going to play, so we'll call Kate the winner of that last one because she did get a few of those faster than anybody else.
You've been cleaning
up. That's ridiculous. Thank you.
You've been cleaning up. But you made my game better.
Oh, no.
But you're still, Sarah, you're still going to have a great payday and and a crunch bar. And
flying high tonight.
Megan got a nice meal at Dining with Doug and Karen earlier this evening.
That's true. I got a nice meal.
This afternoon we ate a lot of food, and that episode will be out on iTunes like tomorrow-ish.
Nice. Wow, double whammy dipping today.
I'm filled with dumplings and ground pork.
Is that on your Match.com
page? What a sexy thing to say. Was that the tagline for Shallow Hal?
At any given time, I'm just full of ground pork.
Big Mama's house.
Well, we don't know as much about the human body as we like to think, so it is plausible that you are filled with ground pork. Have you seen inside yourself?
I mean, I know for sure right now it's a ground pork party.
The go, old girl. GPP, yeah, you know me. All right, we're going to determine a winner with a game called Reverse Malton. And Kate and Megan have played this game before, the regular version, the Leonard Maltin game. And this is kind of a twisted take on that. It's basically a game where you have to bid based on how many actors from a film you think you can name after Kate decides which film we're going to do. Kate gets to go first. I load these up randomly before doing the show, so these weren't chosen specifically because of what's happened so far, but it's pretty funny that they're in here. Kate, which one of these films do you think you know more of the cast of? The Addams Family? Addams Family Values? Or The Family? And this is just Kate gets to decide first, and then we'll, once we start the bidding, we'll go to Megan.
The Addams Family.
The original Addams Family. All right, now Leonard Maltin lists a whopping 11 names from the cast of this film.
He's got more time on his hands than I do.
How many of those names? Oh, wow, and it says it was followed by two sequels. What was the second sequel called?
You crushed it.
Reunion. So you were close earlier with that.
Okay.
Yeah. I did not. Was that straight to VOD or something? Or did it play in theaters? Was Pubert in it?
What were they? They were always together. Why would they need a reunion? Like.
Yeah. And was Raul Julia in it? Or he died already?
He was dead.
Oh, okay.
Wow. He was dead.
Yeah.
Spoken
like a true fester. Put a light bulb in your mouth. All right, so 11 names from the original Addams Family. How many of those, Kate, do you think you can name? You can bid low if you're not too confident.
I'm gonna say four.
She says four names, Megan.
Sorry.
How many? So
I
Megan,
say three.
You can't, that's not how it works. So if you don't think you can name more than four, you'd have to challenge Kate to do it.
I challenge you.
All right, so Kate.
Okay, Angelica Houston.
Name
Raul
four people.
Angelica Houston, Raul Julia, Christopher Lloyd, Christina Ricci.
Oh, I forgot Christopher Lloyd was in it.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, I forgot he was in it too.
You both already forgot about Christopher Lloyd?
I was like, when did we talk about Adam's Family Values? Immediately forgot he was in it and only knew Christina Ricci, Angelica Houston, and Raul Julia because you mentioned him. And
can we mention more people, or is that like
you can, but Kate won the point. But as Elizabeth Wilson was in it, Dan Hedaya.
David Krumholtz.
Not listed of the 11.
Oh, well, that's a mistake.
Are you sure he wasn't in Addams Family Values?
He was the cute kid who came in and was like into Christina Ricci.
Wasn't that the, was it the second one?
That was the second one, I think, when they were at camp.
Because he's adorable. I love David.
Paul Benedict, you know, from the neighbor from the Jeffersons. Carol Struycken plays plays Lurch. And Jimmy Workman was, of course, Pugsley.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Of course he was.
Of course he was.
What else? What else would he be? Yeah. So that means that Kate has a point, and we're going to start the next round with Sarah. Sarah gets to pick between three films. Which one of these do you think you know more of the cast? Would it be... Sometimes I don't even know when I look at it. They're not in order on my phone. So I don't even know what I was going for with these choices. Yeah, I don't feel confident either. I don't even know what these movies have in common with each other. I'll figure this out. Maybe I won't. Oh, these are three movies that were in this game previously and did not get picked.
Okay.
Simple enough. Up in the Air.
Uh-huh.
Dinner for Schmucks.
Uh-huh.
Or The Social Network. Which one of those do you think you know the most people from?
The Social Network.
Okay. From 2010.
Did I make a terrible mistake?
No, I don't think so. Leonard lists 7, 10, 15 names. So out of the 15 names listed by Mr. Leonard Maltin, how many of those do you think you could name?
Seven?
Yeah. Whoa. Sure. Megan?
I challenge.
Yeah, it'll work for you eventually.
Okay. I'm sorry I said it in that tone.
So Sarah's going to name 7 names. We won't say yes or no to any of them until she said 7 people. Good luck.
Rashida Jones.
She pointed to the I Love You Man poster.
She's missing from this poster. What? That's not a movie. Let's talk about that later. Jesse Eisenberg, Andrew Garfield, Justin Timberlake, Rooney Mara. This other guy.
Oh, that guy.
The Winklevoss
character. That guy
character.
Was totally in there.
He
yeah,
was so good at
he was
it.
Totally
I
in there.
Like, forget his name.
I think Academy Award nominated, I think. Yeah, you had 5.
I felt good about that. I was like, give me a minute and I'll think about it.
You're pretty solid on 5.
Can I have a hint? No, I'm just kidding. But like,
name 2 more.
How much time do I have? Okay, Justin.
You have until now.
Oh, am I missing someone?
No. I mean, yeah, you're definitely missing some people.
Am I ruining the night?
No.
I just wasn't letting.
The night is young.
Kate was trying to help you, and
sorry.
I got competitive, and I was like, "Don't
help her. Don't help her.
I won't help her.
Do not help her."
Shoot, the guy who plays the Winklevoss. Army Hammer.
Oh, one more.
Good.
You need one more.
Good.
Oh, Thor. Oh, I don't know. I didn't really pay much attention to this movie.
When I watch this movie, I only memorize 6 of the cast members' names. If we were talking about Clue, you'd have everybody.
The person who takes him to court.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Or gal.
Well, this man is on Rashida Jones's legal team.
Oh. So close.
I think I might have to forfeit.
Do you remember any of the names of the kids from the first Jurassic Park?
Laura Dern.
I only said that because I knew that wouldn't be a helpful clue.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, my memory is like Swiss cheese.
We should just talk about the bravery of the challenge. It was very brave of me to challenge.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You did a great job challenging that because you seem so confident.
I'm an unsung hero. I'm one of those people. I'm like, I don't want to brag.
I just knew she didn't have the 7. It was very brave. Very brave.
Well, you got 6 out of 7, and one that you might have missed that's a... I don't know how obvious it is, but Dakota Johnson is in it briefly.
Oh, right.
As the girl that has sex with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God. I was like, who is that person?
Oh, my God. She has sex in all her movies.
That's her thing.
I would love her career, honestly.
Joseph Mazzello, who I was referring to, as he was young in the Jurassic Park films, but then he's older, college age in this movie. Denise Grayson, John Getz, David Selby. I mean, there's... don't feel bad. You shouldn't have got any of these names.
Who's
Max Minghella, Josh Pence, and Brenda Strong.
Brenda Strong
are the ones you didn't
she's
say.
She's on
very Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, so Megan gets a point.
Look, it doesn't feel like a nice victory. It's like shorting the stock market. You know, you win when other people lose, but it's my tactic.
But you know, if you're a friend and I'm happy to give, I would give you the point off my back.
I didn't mean to put my faith in your incompetence, but it worked out.
Yeah, listen.
You challenge me and I'm that much better. That's the rules of the game. It's not personal.
Don't hate the player. I think. Yeah, okay. We have enough.
All right, so Kate gets to pick next, and then we'll go to Megan. And Kate gets to pick between the Rocky Horror Picture Show, The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. And that's where I screwed up. The third movie should have been Social Network because of the Winklevoss twins. But instead, you'll have to choose between those two or Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh. What was the first one again?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, I'm going to pick Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, that's a fun one.
And
from 75. Yeah. And Leonard lists 9 names. How many of those do you think you can come up with, Kate?
4. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. That's a pretty bold bid. Megan gets to challenge or bid more.
Challenge.
What a surprise. All right. For the win, Kate, if you can name 4 people from Rocky Horror Picture Show, you're a winner today.
Okay, Susan Sarandon, Barry Bostwick, Tim Curry, and Meatloaf.
Yes!
Oh, Meatloaf! Meatloaf! Barry Bostwick. Meatloaf.
Charles Gray, It's Just a Jump to the Left. Richard O'Brien's in a time warp. Jonathan Adams was the guy in the wheelchair. Little Nell, of course, was the tap dancing lady in love with Meatloaf. And Patricia Quinn was... not only Magenta, but also the lips that you see singing the opening title song. Congratulations, Megan Nuringer, our winner.
Wait, what? She challenged. Wait. She challenged.
But she got it.
Oh, yeah. So Kate's our winner. It's such a nice crowd. Everyone's like, okay, let's give it to Megan.
Honestly, I felt thrilled. I was like, it works out for me anyway. But
No, I'm so sorry, Kate. Kate is our winner, and she's playing for Kimba, who gets all this stuff.
Kimba! Yes! Yeah! Come on,
right? Poster suit?
What a takeaway.
I say, come up and collect it all after the show's over, and if there's anything you don't want. How are you getting home?
Yeah, did you take
a
bus?
Do you have a car?
Do you have a car?
Okay, that's not too bad. But
it's a nice, safe
if you need
car?
Help carrying it to your car,
could be a Target with all this loot.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Target.
People are crazy in this town. Like,
they
crazy.
Want that Planet Hollywood.
It
the
is
game.
A crazy
oh my
town.
God, Jesus! Schmovie, the game. What?
Yeah, you'll get robbed at gunpoint just to get a schmovie.
I mean, I didn't improve upon it.
I'm clocking schmovie. It is its own joke. Schmovie. It's not movie. It's schmovie.
Ah, schmovies. Okay.
Movies, okay, schmovies. Who cares?
Right to the ground.
Megan.
Thank you.
You didn't win today, but you did get 1 point. And so for that, I'm going to let you have 30 seconds to say anything you want.
Oh, my God. You know, I just want to say that my favorite food is Chinese food. I haven't been able to find a good restaurant here at LA proper. If anybody knows of a delicious Chinese food restaurant that's like New York City Chinese food, please tweet at me, at Megan Erringer. Please give me your Chinese food recommendations.
Time's up. Kate, I'll give you 10 minutes. I haven't seen it yet, but I want to check out Cooties. That's exciting that you're in the Cooties
movie. Yeah, it's video on demand.
That's
and,
out, too.
Rainn Wilson's in it. And yeah, it's cool. Jorge Garcia, Jack McBrayer, Allison Pill.
Great yeah, cast, really yeah. Circle, yeah. Circle,
and
square,
and I
square.
And Elijah Wood's mom.
Now you have it everywhere.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and of course, you're also available on VOD and Slow Learners.
I am, so yes. Don't leave
you're
your
so
house.
You're so available.
I'm super available. And there's an episode, two episodes of Steven Universe that I'm in. I play Kate McCucci's mom, Barb, on Steve Universe. So if we have cool. Steven Universe fans.
Lovely.
Cartoon Network-y.
Yeah, baby.
I honestly, I didn't know the 30 seconds were for promo. I thought it was about anything. I didn't know it was for like
you
projects
snooze,
and stuff.
You snooze, you lose, honey.
That's why I said it that way, because you don't have a thing you're trying to push right
Not
now.
Not right now, no.
Yeah, yeah. But you're, you know, you got something you're going to tell us about someday, but yeah, it's a secret right now.
I can't, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, this sounds exciting.
Yeah, yeah, right? She got some exciting news that she can't share quite yet. which is, you know, it's probably smart, you know, because if it falls apart.
Baby? Yeah. I'm having a butt baby.
Are you...
I am.
Don't kiss
baby.
That
I like
thing.
To
don't
give it,
kiss that thing, even though you're motherly.
I like to give it 3 months, but let's just say I'm with butt baby.
I'm proud of you, girl.
Will you guys do butt baby for us?
You get it.
Let's get it. I hope I wait till I get home before I give birth. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to give birth here. You know
she's crowning.
I give birth she's crowning.
I prefer to give birth
shower,
in the privacy
right
of my own home.
And Sarah Burns is, of course, also is the star of Slow Learners. Very funny movie. Very proud of you, even though we just met.
No, but
anything else you want to plug?
I was going to talk about my parents, but I will plug. My mom and dad are moving, and they want me to get rid of like all of my things in my bedroom. And they're like, what do you want to do with these stuffed animals? And I'm like... I'm not ready for this. Like, yeah. It's like very, very emotional.
What do you mean, do with them? Like are they going to put them to sleep?
My dad's like, we'll throw them out. We'll like give them. We'll like donate them or like whatever. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. There's a lot of.
Slow
I was an
down.
Only child. I love animals over like humans a lot of times. So I have a ton of them, and I don't really know what to do. So I was actually going to like open it up and say, what should I do?
Oh, you want to ask the crowd?
Yeah, because I do. You donate them or like, do you keep
it's
them?
It's a shame
yeah.
We're out of time.
I got the answer.
Oh, you got the answer you needed from Kimba?
I can keep some of them, though, right?
Of course you should keep some of them. Yeah.
Burn them all. Burn them in front of a bunch of
needy
children.
Yeah, burn them. Light them on fire.
Fuck you kids. Like, hey, assholes. No, I'm not going to do that.
I'm doing stand-up in San Diego at the American Comedy Company on November 25th. Don't forget to bring your name tags to that. And thank you once again to all of my guests, Megan Nuringer, Kate Flannery, and Sarah Burns, all so funny in Slow Learners on VOD.
Awesome.
Now.
Sarah is awesome. Fucking awesome.
And pass me your name tag there, Megan, so I can do these shitheads all proper-like. Here we go. It's a lovely name tag. Let's see what they wrote on the back here. Whoa. Let me see what this other one is, because I got to pick an order. What? Oh, yeah, this is Kimba. So I'm not going to say this incredibly profound shithead about people who do terrible things to innocent others are a fucking shithead. Is that what you wrote? You're angry.
Righteously so. Righteously so, though.
Oh, it's on the back of the Andy man. Wow, it's a complicated one. So I'll start with this other one. As always, a dirty boat toilet is a shithead. Nothing worse than a dirty boat toilet. It's much worse than terrible people who do things to innocent people. And Finally, none of the dispensaries around have dab bars. So them, no, nah, Nancy Grace, well, no, Chris Christie. Did you ever decide on one? Don't leave me hanging, bro. And then there's stuff scribbled around here. What do you want me to say? Whose is this?
They're old shitheads.
There's a bunch of old ones on there? Well, what's your current shithead?
The one in red.
The one in red?
Oh, this is provocative.
Seth, Ted 2, McFamily guy?
You don't like the sequel.
You got, what kind of beef do you have with him? This, you wrote that when Ted 2 came out, and that's the new shithead?
Well, it sounds like a great life if you haven't found
it. Can I just remind that his first shithead was a complaint about dabbing?
Let me just help you out with this one and just say shitheads are shitheads.
Now it's time to go to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing powers, makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, because